Take Me to Church, written by Christina Curtin, October 23rd, 2023. I've never found a church that felt like home to me. I've heard people say that their church is their family and that they have this connection with the people and the place. For such a long time, I felt like there was something wrong with me that I hadn't felt this yet, especially since I've been to my fair share of churches. Something just always felt or feels off. At each church we've attended over my past 40 years on this earth, I've just never felt that that place or those people brought me closer to God. This is why I never, air quotes, religiously attended church. I go sporadically, and I do get chills from the worship songs occasionally. I get choked up, and there are times when I do feel a connection. It's not consistent, though. I enjoy listening to my spiritual books and talking to God on my walks, more than attending a service. But over the summer, we started attending a nearby church fairly regularly. They had an interesting series of messages and plenty of fun events for the kids. And Evie surprisingly likes the children's area, so we went more consistently than I ever have in my adult life. I felt like we were getting into a groove, and I didn't mind the frequent visits. I didn't feel super connected, but I thought that maybe I could get there. Maybe I just wasn't giving church a fair shot by not attending often. So, in a move uncharacteristic of me, I signed both Evie and Marina up for an upcoming child dedication ceremony that the church was having. I wasn't sure of the specifics. I just saw the words child dedication on the website and thought it could be like baptism. Just us saying, yep, we want our kids to believe in Jesus. I was down with that. I opened the form, filled in the kids' info and ours. All the normal stuff, until I got towards the end. Here, they had a section called Belief Agreement, which said the following. We believe and are committed to raising our children according to the traditional biblical view of marriage, a man and a woman married and having a relationship with Christ. This does not exclude a single-parent household who is committed to raising their children according to these principles. I was then asked to check, I believe or I do not believe. I couldn't move forward. What the hell was this? I wasn't prepared for a gay marriage, baby out of wedlock question. I had never had a church blatantly ask me this or require a belief agreement. Why is this one question so pertinent that they only include this in their agreement? Like, is this the kicker? And if you have a baby and aren't married or support gay marriage, your kid shouldn't be dedicated? First off, I've had two kids and wasn't married at the time. I know that the Bible doesn't like this arrangement, and I wouldn't steer my kids to do this, but I did it. I believe that my life is on a path that is supposed to be on. I don't think God minds the fact that Gianna was conceived before Vince got his shit together, or that Scarlett was born before we had a chance to tie the knot. They were blessings. God intended blessings. Second, I don't think there's anything wrong with gay marriage. I think we should all have the same rights. I teach my kids that people love people. It's not always a man and a woman. I would support their heart's choice, but I wouldn't steer my kids to be gay if they weren't gay. I believe it's not a choice. God made gay people, straight people, and nuns. Okay, I joke, but I will raise my kids to have compassion, follow their heart, and not judge others just because they aren't like them. Sure. The Bible says certain things. But I do think the Bible could be flawed since it was written, interpreted, and sections were excluded by man. Whatever is written in the Bible isn't written in stone for me. I know that's a big no-no from the church, but I said it and I mean it. I believe I can feel and talk to God now, and I don't think the God I know would create someone just to shun them. I believe my God is love and positive energy. God is stillness and peace. This belief agreement from church sounded judgy and negative and not what I equate to God. So I checked no, I do not agree, and I hit submit. Days later, I get an email from the director at the church asking to speak with me for 5 minutes. Dun, dun, dun. We eventually connected on a phone call, and she skirts around the belief agreement, saying something like, sometimes people fill them out quickly and entered the wrong info. She's giving me the chance to revoke my checkbox choice. But after her spiel, I told her I did check no on purpose. She didn't seem fazed, and she was rather nice about it. She kindly expressed the church's stance and that the dedication isn't really like a baptism. It doesn't do anything for the child, but is more for the parents to say we are going to raise our kids in a certain way, the way their belief agreement states. So it turns out I'm not dedicating Evie or Marina, even though I'm tempted to because they give away free stuff after. What is the free stuff? What swag am I missing out on? Just kidding. I can't do it. I don't believe what they believe at all, and I don't know if I should keep going to that church or try to find a new one. At this point, I feel like there's no church for me, except for the one outside my door with blue skies and green grass, and the one inside my heart.